4 o'clock. And the more trees there are sucking up greenhouse gases from the atmosphere, the better it is for the planet. But a new report says that in some parts of Canada, forests are actually emitting more carbon than they're absorbing. The Sierra Club of British Columbia looked at the impact of things like logging and forest fires in this province. Well, Jens Vieting is the group's senior forest and climate campaigner, and he is on the line with us right now. Jens, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Well, we mentioned logging and forest fires. This is kind of surprising. Why have our forests become a source of carbon instead of a sink?
Well, we have a history of damaging our forests for over a century with initially small-scale logging, then industrial-scale logging, and now we have, in addition to destructive practices in BC's forest, we have increasingly severe climate impacts. In the early 2000s, the mountain pine beetle outbreak, which have left a lot of damage in the woods, and then in the last 2 years, of obviously the very serious forest fire situation, and we were shocked adding up the damage, the carbon losses from BC's forests. Overall, we're looking at more than 200 million tons of carbon dioxide net emissions from forests. And this is a wake-up call. It shows that we are hitting very dangerous levels of global warming, and it also shows that we can no longer afford to pursue business as usual when it comes to logging. There are simply fewer healthy forests and trees out there, and we have to make sure that we leave more of them standing and alive to continue to sequester carbon and provide important environmental services.
Well, can you help us put those numbers into perspective? I mean, how does the level of emissions from forests compare to other sources, you know, fossil fuel sources?
Here in BC, we have about 62 million tons of emissions from using fossil fuels primarily, everything related to transportation, energy, industry, buildings, and so on. And adding the forest emissions up, those emissions are now more than three times greater than all other sectors combined. And they're actually not counted as part of our official emissions. And it's really time for government to develop additional forest emissions reports to inform urgent steps how to reduce them.
Well, this is what you're referring to when you're saying the numbers are hidden or uncounted because governments haven't been including them. Is that it?
Yes, and it's partly related to international rules and agreements how to report emissions. And it does make sense to keep forest emissions separate from emissions from burning fossil fuels. One reason is that emissions from forests can go up and down, swinging wildly, depending on things like a serious fire year. But it doesn't make sense to essentially keep them hidden at the bottom of the data tables with an additional line about uncounted forest emissions. These emissions are now so large that we need more awareness and we need more support for action, including funding to make sure that we protect more forests and change practices to reduce these emissions and have healthier forests.
Well, we love our forests in BC, no doubt, but we're not the only province in this country with forest fires. How big an issue would you say this is across the country?
So we don't have information across Canada for 2017 and 18, but we do know that the fires in BC alone were so significant that the resulting emissions will show, once we have complete information, that Canada's forests overall more carbon compared to what they absorb. And again, this is a very serious wake-up call. It means that we have to take action to protect more and improve forest management across the country. And we have a particular responsibility here in BC because we have type on the planet. The coastal and inland temperate rainforest can store more than 1,000 tons per carbon per hectare of carbon per hectare, and clear cutting those types of forests will release hundreds of tons from every hectare logged, and that's where we need a priority strategy to reduce emissions by protecting the most endangered old growth rainforest and have the additional benefits of keeping a lot of carbon stored in trees.
Well, you say protect more, improve forest management. What's at the top of your list?
The lowest hanging fruit would be to phase out slash burning quickly. It's an example of destructive practices and the opportunities we have to really focus on cutting down those trees we really need and leave more trees standing. There's a lot of wood waste out there. There's now a discussion about increasing the use of bioenergy, removing all the fiber from the woods. But what we really need is a strategy how to make sure that we keep more trees standing, reduce the damage. A more careful approach to logging would also allow more jobs. It will certainly cost money, but it's absolutely needed to make sure that we have a fighting chance to stabilize the climate. At the end of the day, we have to reduce all these emissions very quickly. The science is clear. We have about 12 years to achieve massive cuts, and they have to come from all sectors of our economy.
The clock is ticking, huh? Jens, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
That's Jens Vieting. He is Senior Forest and Climate Campaigner with Sierra Club of British Columbia.